This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
We got so much to talk about and so much to think about in the world that's going on around us today. And yet I want to kind of like make room. If you can imagine a crowded bus and someone trying to sit down on a crowded bench and kind of using their elbows to shove people out of the way a little bit. That's what I want to do with all the headlines and stuff tonight. I want to just shove it out of the way just a little bit so that there's a room for us to concentrate on what we're going to talk about for the course of these next few minutes. Heidi McGinnis is back with us. We are always grateful to have Lady Heidi with us. She is a pastor. She has ministered all over the world. She truly has a heart for those that have been truly mistreated at the worst level imaginable on planet Earth, and yet she has this amazing smile and joy that she lives with in all that she does, even though she has seen great heartache and seen great sadness. The ability to help turn that into joy has been something that she has communicated well to others. And Pastor Heidi rejoins us here. Heidi, it's so good to have you back. And it's been a while since we spoke, but I'm just thankful that you can join us tonight.
Oh, I'm so grateful, because in our conversation, what my prayer is that our fellow Christians and people of all faiths and faith traditions will hear the voice of the slaves and their plea for freedom, and that our voices together, that we can act both by prayer and prayerful action. And, you know, it is such a holy endeavor that you're engaging in, and those that are listening that pray or that also might be able to give or alert others to modern day slavery in Sudan, jihadi slavery, which is not economic slavery, it's political. It was to bring the southern Christians to their knees. Only it did not. It made them fight all the much harder, and as a result became a free nation. A free nation. But at a, you know, at a horrific cost. And so what is so important, too, is for all of us to be aware that there are stories of forgiveness. There are stories of hope. There are stories of what are the slaves doing now? And because when they're, once they're free forever. And also, how we're transformed. And I would venture to say, Kevin, that you've been transformed too. And so, but these stories are just remarkable. The forgiveness. Would you like to hear one?
Please, because these are the one. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where, when you see what your gift of $250 did, and you hear one of these stories, like the one you're about to share, it gives me chills. My the hairs on my arms always stand up at these things, because the impact is so real. But introduce us to one of these stories.
Well, I actually have two, and one is about me and how the Lord used the Baggara Arab to teach me to love the enemy. But the first is about Peter. And I remember one time in our conversations, Kevin, that I spoke about little Peter. He was actually taken out of Episcopalian Sunday school. That's what the listener needs to realize. This is the Christian community that was under attack. This is the Christian community that was targeted for extinction. This is the Christian community that was taken into slavery in order to eradicate the faith and also to use slavery as a tool of ethnic cleansing and genocide. And so the churches were burned to the ground, and women and children, Sunday school teachers, were taken into slavery. Little Peter was one of them, and when I met him, Dr. John Eidner, Gunnar Wilbach, and I were actually in a Bagara Arab camp, the Rizgat, beautiful, physically beautiful people, and I had to slice the gangrene off the top of his foot, literally. I had to slice it. And then I had to, of course, pray and disinfect him up with the balm of Gilead and pray in Jesus' name to heal him. And he hobbled off with Santino, the interpreter, but he came back and he said, Abuna, the Arab baby is so sick. Please help the Arab baby. And I looked at Dr. Luca and I said, let's go. And so he said, what are you going to do? As we were walking towards the airbase, I said, what, me? You're the doctor. And he said, no, what will you do? And see, he was preparing me for a time when he wouldn't be there. And so, and I said, well, I would pray and do this, and this. He said, do it. And so the Rizagat Arab woman had disdain for me because I'm an infidel. But her baby was so sick, she gave me the baby. And the first thing that I did was hold the baby and then clean the baby. The baby had severe dysentery. And so for me to clean that little baby's bottom, I think softened her. And then I did what I had said to Dr. Luca to do. And the most miraculous thing happened, thank you, Jesus, is that the baby, when I handed the baby to the mother, the baby took the mother's teeth. But as I gathered to close by, I spoke to the baby, and there's this wonderful photo. The baby actually is listening to my voice. It could have been a completely different outcome, but Jesus did that. And so what a witness in the Lord's name to the mother. But also, when we were leaving to go back across the river to our own encampment, Santino came over with Peter this child was so filled with gratitude, and he said, the Arab baby will live. And I said, yes. And then Santino said, that baby is the daughter of the slave master who took a spear through Peter's foot because he lost a goat. That's the level of forgiveness. I learned so much about forgiveness. You know, I mean, we tend not to forgive somebody that cuts us off in traffic. Or any slight, but that kind of forgiveness. And in 14 years, I never have heard a word of hate or revenge from those that come out of slavery. They're so anxious to return to Jesus Christ, to return to the church, to return to their people, to return to their family, to return to their community, to return to freedom. And that's what we're doing when we give.
It is. And friends, before we take this next break, I just want to give you the phone number, and I want you to just ask yourself the question. If you knew that you could play a role in liberating one of the 28 slaves that we still know that we have not cared for yet in this effort, would you be willing to do it? Would you be willing to step up for a fellow human being and say, you're made in God's image, and I want to make sure that you have freedom for the rest of your life? $250 gives that freedom. And a brand new start. We'll talk more about what that looks like in our next segment. But here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at thebingethinker.com or via the phone number. It's the easiest way to go about it, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. 1-800-342-1010. Heidi McGinnis, who was not able to be with us for portions of this campaign time, is with us tonight, and what a perfect time for her passion and her firsthand experience. As you know, she's been in some of the recovery camps where the slaves have been freed, and sometimes they have to walk the entire journey to get to the recovery area. But then after a season of medical care and nutrition and some other things, they are helped back to their family, to their region. Sometimes they don't know where to go, so they help them find the proper connections and make sure that they get located properly. And then, of course, the big bags of hope, which have everything. They have the tarps, the blankets, the gardening utensils, the seed for the coming season, the sorghum to eat off of this year, and everything that is necessary. And friends, there's 82 lives that hang in the balance. So far, we have had a bit of an update tonight. 61 have been liberated. That leaves now 21 to go. And so we need your help. We need your help. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We really do want to see an end to human slavery in Sudan. There are about 20,000 slaves that are still there, but we're doing what we can to free these 82. And now these remaining 21, will you help us? 888-342. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruits and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Welcome back in. It's a special night, and Kevin McCullough could not be more thankful than to have you with us as we are doing what just so few people do. It is sad to report that, but that is in fact the case. Heidi McGinnis is my guest, Pastor Heidi, as she's known around these parts. And Pastor, CSI has stepped into the situation in Sudan that literally the rest of the world abandoned. The world's governments came together to stop the war, but nobody did anything to try to help the hundreds of thousands of slaves except CSI.
You're so right. And more specifically, Dr. John Eidner and Gunnar Wilbach, who went in as early as 1995 and returned 100 times. And for example, Dr. Eidner testified before members of Congress, even though CSI also had former slaves testify before members of Congress, Simon Deng, Francis Fook, Keir Deng. Nothing was done to put pressure on the Islamist government in Khartoum to let the captives go. So the question is then, who will go?
Right.
And it's like Isaiah, send me. Who to help? But us, Kevin, all of us, after all, we're the body of Christ. And I'm remembering two things. One from Scripture, we're told, remember those who are in chains as if you were in chains with them. Remember those who are suffering as if you were suffering with them. And if we don't help, we're the body of Christ. Where does the Lord go to help free the captives? If it's not the body, so, and there's a 16th century mystic and Carmelite nun, Teresa of Avila, said the most astounding thing. If I were a cross stitcher, I'd cross stitch it on a pillow. Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look, where Christ can look with his compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which the Christ moves to do good. Yours are the hands with which Christ blesses all people. I mean, if that doesn't give us our marching orders, I don't know what does.
Well, and to see and understand so clearly, Pastor Heidi, that this is a change. You know, there's a lot of things that we can give ourselves to that are good causes. Some of them satisfy for only a season. You can feed someone who's hungry for a day, and that definitely meets a need in their life. But when we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about a one-time gift that changes the trajectory of a life for the rest of that life and beyond in certain respects. Address that for a second, the long-term good that's done for the amount of money that's given.
Well, it's astounding, first of all, to free a human being from slavery, to partner with the Christ to free a human being from slavery. Nothing we could ever... There's so many things that are so marvelous that we do. I mean, I'm thinking of a dad who comes home dead, you know, dead tired from work, but he takes the neighborhood kids and he shoots hoops with them. Or the mother that is dead tired and gathers the children and reads to them. There's so many wonderful things that we can do, even those things that I just mentioned. But to help the Christ free a human being from slavery, you know, I'm it's huge. I'm thinking of the time that when we all walk to glory, that there will be our sisters, brothers who will come up, who will clasp our hand, and we'll look at them and they'll look at us and we'll realize, oh, you were one of the ones that was able to come home. And now we're home together. But the result of it is so astounding. What happens after slavery? People ask, well, I remember, and I wanted to share this with you, that Nicholas Kristof wrote about the story of a former slave that he met in Marialbay. I've been to Marialbay. That community was so hard hit because it was right across the river, and the militia could come across it during dry season. And in his article, he said that the cook, Achol Mayoya, was kidnapped by slave traders in 1986 when she was 7. She was enslaved in the north, I'm quoting him directly, for nearly 2 decades before escaping with the help of an aid worker from Christian Solidarity International. And so she is the cook now in this amazing school that is set on the ground where horrific things happen. And, you know, I have other examples, but I wanted to tell you, the first time I went in with Dr. John Eibner, who really in many ways is the Moses of the slaves and is a historical figure, I lost what I was getting ready to say next. I think to point out to those who were freed is so astounding because they have lives and full lives. So the listener who's getting ready to give knows, oh my goodness, the slaves now, they're pastors, they're teachers,
right.
Even the young ones, they're going to school. And my friend, oh my goodness, my friend Court, is now a bus driver in WOW. I mean, they live productive lives in freedom. And what a testimony to the generosity of Christians and to the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us together to free our sisters.
What is so true, Heidi, so true, and cannot be expressed more potently than the way you have consistently advocated for the enslaved. And friends, 888-342-1010 is our phone number. Many of you are giving tonight, and you are pouring out your heart. I am so moved. I am so moved. When we went on the air tonight, there were 28 slaves that needed yet to be freed. Friends, I want you to see this new update that we have. As of the last few minutes, we have been tallying the gifts that have been coming in. There have been at least six freed in just the last few minutes. That brings our total now down to 15 to go. 15 slaves in the next half hour. And I just got this word. Some friends of ours who gave 10 slaves worth of gifts in the fall, in December. They're actually missionaries in China. They are willing to match 10 slaves if you'll give in the next 30 minutes. So they're willing to match 10 slaves being released. So we could, if we just matched those 10, then we would have this opportunity to fulfill that needed 15 and go beyond that. But friends, we cannot do it without you. Are there 15 people? Are there 15 people in the United States tonight that will say, for our family, we will help free one slave? It's $250. It's they're freed forever. And you just have no idea how exciting this is. Please, please, don't stop now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Or give online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live, and it is a miracle in the making, my friend. I gotta tell you, and you talk to my buddy Rob, who helps me with this project, and some others. I just had anxiety because the first couple of weeks that we told you about it, I just felt like that people were kind of being resistant to it, and even though we had the opportunity to liberate 82 people. I was afraid we weren't going to get it done, and the worst thing in the world for me to live through is the idea that we won't step up and get things done when I know that we can. And so every week I would just be praying, God, please let people open their hearts and give and do whatever. And I have to say thank you. There's lots of people calling tonight. Jay said he wanted to take care of a slave all by himself and gave a $250 gift. And Philip from Arizona could only do $10. But friends, see, that's the beauty of it. When you combine Philip with a bunch of other people that give what they can, then it adds up and another slave gets rescued. And I don't know what's going on in Oregon tonight, but I have to tell you, Sarah in Happy Valley, and also in Nevada, because Rhonda and Jack from Nevada, in Florida, you got Eric, you got Deborah in Hot Springs, Arkansas, all these people giving and stepping up and taking care of an entire slave all in one gift. And friends, just before we went to the break, a 10-person match. Now here's where we're at. Our goal is 82. We've now got 67 committed to, and we only need 15. We only need 15, and if we get 10 of those 15, we've got a matching challenge that is going to also give 10. Friends, we could do so much good in the remaining time that we have left, just the next 24 minutes or so. Please don't let this moment just die down. Let's go all the way across the finish line tonight, because I know. The lives that will be changed because we did. The human beings that will no longer be someone else's property, but will actually be their own independent person, valuable in God's eyes, valuable in the eyes of their community, and back in the arms of their family where they belong. Friends, it's just such an encouraging thing. We can't do it without you. The number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, Heidi McGinnis, pastor, CSI abolitionist spokesperson, etc. Before we went to the break, you wanted to tell us a story about John Eibner, who's been, of course, on this show, and he is such a long-term fixture at CSI. But I had to cut you off before we went to the break. Go ahead and finish that story.
Yes. Well, when I first went in with Dr. Eibner and Gunnar Wilbach, you know, I have to tell you, it was early on. The war was not over yet. But you could feel, it was as if parts of the desert was soaked in blood. But you could feel this intense sorrow and suffering. And because the war was still on, you know, we all had our individual little tents, and it was harsh. And mind you, I gave up camping in the 60s, so it was a stretch. God has
right.
sense of humor. But I think that what I heard during the night were some of the Dinka in their tent. They would scream because of the terror that they had witnessed. Now, mind you, so many of the people saw other family members herded into Tukuls and burned alive. They saw family members who had their throats slit. And they themselves had been subjected to torture. So you heard that. And there were times when one would just weep silently at night at what one had experienced, noticed, saw, observed, documented. But not everything has that deep, drenching sorrow and trauma. There's one story that I really want to share, because the ending is so happy in what it did for those that were assembled. May I share that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we were walking towards the liberation site, Pastor Matthew and John and Guna and I, and we were all pretty silent because the gravity of it and what we were going to expect. And Pastor Matthew broke the silence and he said, you know, I remember this place well. And there was a heaviness from him. Over there, that's where the church was. And he pointed with his arm and his index finger, and the ginger weed came and burned the church to the ground. And then he was silent.
Heidi, hold that thought, Heidi, because I don't want to rush past the end of this story, and I know you've got a lot to share about it. So let's take this break. It's kind of the curse of being on a clock. 888-342-1010. Friends, call right now. Your dollar's being matched. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friends, we're so grateful for those of you that have been calling tonight, 888-342-1010. It's our final night of being able to liberate the spring liberation of these 82 human trafficked slaves in the northern portion of Sudan. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to tell you that even though we needed 28 to be liberated coming into the evening, that number has dwindled. The last official report I have is that we are 15 away from our goal. I'm trusting that the reason I haven't heard an update since then is because the phone bank has been just that busy. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I also have a dear, generous listener. She and her husband, they gave a very generous gift in the fall towards the fall campaign. They liberated 10 slaves in one gift, and they are offering to do that again, and that challenge is up through the end of this half hour. And, friends, that means we have 15 more minutes. If we just liberated one slave per minute for the rest of the hour, friends, we could have all 82 of these human trafficked human beings no longer trafficked. We could have all of them home with their families just weeks from now. When we liberated the ones in December, they were liberated on February the 2nd. It's just a matter of weeks, and they go to the recovery camp, they spend some time there, they get the medical attention they need, and then their journey is on to their families, where these reunions with people that have missed them are so precious and so dear. So please make that call, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Lady Heidi McGinnis is still with us, Pastor Heidi. You were telling us a very detailed story about one of the pastors in the region, and he had just showed you where a church had burned down. Pick up the story from there.
He was silent because he relived everything. That's part of that trauma. And then we came to the area where there were 300 women and children. You know, it's pretty rare to just have one gender. Although another time there were 250 men and boys, but these women were particularly traumatized, and so many of them were so sick. And they kept their babies and their children quiet. You had the sense that those children never learned to cry or weep, that they were forced into silence early on in the slave camps. And so I would walk among them, crouch, kneel, occasionally touch them, and they were so fearful. They were so fearful because they didn't know if they were being sold again. And so we wanted to make sure that we would do as much as we could with the love in our eyes and in our careful, appropriate touching. And I saw a woman in a red dress. She was very heavy in her pregnancy. She had an orange shawl, and she looked a lot like the artist Modigliani's Madonna. Okay. And next to her was a little teenage girl. And she whispered into Madonna's ear as I approached. That's what I call the mother. And I smiled, and I took my hands and motioned, "Do I have permission to sit with you?" You know, it's the desert floor. That's their living room. And so they nodded. So I sat down with them in between them. And I didn't know what to do to try to, dispel the fear in the group. And so I took out a little snack bag of mixed nuts and fruit, provisions for the desert, and I offered it. Well, dutifully, Kevin, they took some. Well, the mother, who we found out later was eminently going to be expecting twins, she didn't like it, so she spat it out. And so the women in the group went, you could just hear it because, you know, she spat out my hospitality.
Mm.
Well, what to do? So I just prayed to the Holy Spirit, and I put some in my mouth. I chewed it, and I spat it out, exaggerated. And the whole group burst into laughter. Well, the mother, the Modigliani Madonna, she took me in her arms. We were seated, the three of us, and went over backwards. And so our legs are now sticking up in the air. And I never wear a slacks, I always wear a skirt. So we've got all these legs sticking up in the air, and the camp bursts into hilarity. And that broke the ice.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for her spitting out the nuts and the fruit.
Well, and I have to think, Heidi, that a lot of the lives that these people have lived have not had much laughter at all.
And so
God can bring that in that moment as a gift. Friends, here's the number, 888-342-1010. You're making a difference as you help us liberate the final 28 slaves. If you go to the phone and make a gift tonight, any combination of $250 liberates one slave from northern Sudan. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or TheBingeThinker.com. You can give online, TheBingeThinker.com, and there's been people giving throughout the evening tonight. I'm so grateful. I'd love to thank some more if we could, Ivan, if we've got someone that we can thank, but 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We are Jonathan in Washington giving a $100 gift, Emilio in Michigan giving a $25 gift. Thank you to those that have done that tonight. And again, through the end of this hour, we have this matching challenge. So there's this family who gave 10 slave liberations in December, a $2,500 gift, and they are stepping up, willing to do that again. The question is, can we match that? Can we be challenged to match that in this final half hour? I'm hoping that you will take that challenge, friend, because if we do, that would put us 10 closer to that goal. We would be only 5 away from crossing the finish line, friends. It's so within reach. It's so within reach. And again, I haven't gotten a recent update. I think that's just because it's just crazy. I'm hoping that it's just crazy in the phone bank. 888-342-1010 is the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It's been an encouraging night tonight. It's been encouraging to have Heidi McGinnis back with us and telling us all of the observations that she has in these experiences that she has gone through. And, friends, I don't know of anybody that's been able to dedicate their life to such pursuits, and yet the genuine, authentic love that she has for the people, not only do they feel, but then they're able to tell her their stories. And that's why we've been able to see people that you've given to in December be liberated in February. We want to do it again this summer. Call now, 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Friends, it is so exciting to see. This moves me in ways that I can't even quite describe. That the audience of Radio Night Live takes this so seriously and so joyously. We are a community. The people that listen to this show, we are a community, and we are a community doing good tonight. And I am so grateful. I'll give you an update in just a second. It's pretty exciting. But Heidi McGinnis, in the break, we were just talking about one last story, one last slave. In fact, he had contemplated running away. Pick up the story from there if you can.
He ran away one time, and he was beaten so severely, and he said, "Don't ever run away again, the slave master. I'm going to kill you." And so, but he said it didn't stop him, and he ran for 2 days. For 2 days. And he said he ran right into one of our righteous Arab Muslim slave retrievers. Right into him. And who said, "Your suffering is over. Come with me. I'll take you back to the homeland." And so, and then he says, "You know, my wish is to find family again. And I want to thank CSI for bringing me home." And then, of course, hopefully, all of my brothers and sisters will be able to come home out of that evil and dark place. That's just so astounding. This is the tangible part of giving to set the captives free.
Pastor, you say it so well. Thank you for being with us tonight. Friends, if you're listening, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 3 minutes left in the 10-person challenge, and I believe that we have just, within the last few minutes, seen another 4 slaves liberated. I don't know where we're at. I don't know the final total. But if you have any doubt about whether or not you're supposed to call right now, please do it now. Maximize the opportunity, because for the next 3 minutes, it's going to count double if you do. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online. That's TheBingeThinker.com. Just click on any of the CSI banners on that homepage, TheBingeThinker.com. You can give online or call 888-342-1010. My prayer tonight, friends, is that we will have gotten across that finish line, because the liberation deadline is May 31st. And if you get 24 hours from now and you've been thinking about it, you still want to call, write the number down. Put it in your smartphone, 888-342-1010, and then hit that number tomorrow when you make the final decision. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It's a special weekend because it's the holiday, and so there's a lot of people that are off and kind of doing things out of their normal rhythm. I didn't know if we would have an audience that was responsive tonight, and you have blown me away again. I love being part of this community. I love being with you. I love seeing your heart. I love seeing what you're willing to do to make the world a better place around you, and to know that, that we just came from behind, and even if we don't get all the way across, we have come so close. And friends, just please don't waste another moment. 2 more minutes left. Make that challenge count. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. I hope to have great news for you next week. We'll see you then.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.